We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
A new branch of car sales firm joins over 500 across the UK. We Buy Any Car, a preferred car buying service for countless British car sellers, is set to establish a new opening of another branch in Uckfield Bell Retail Park. The new POD branch is set to open this week in Uckfield, allowing more local customers access to We Buy Any Car services due to increasing demands from individuals who require a time-efficient solution for selling their car. The new branch is fully self-sustainable, running off solar power, and will have an entirely paperless sales process. Richard Evans, Head of Technical Services at We Buy Any Car, said, "Our latest opening in Uckfield is testament to the continued growth of We Buy Any Car and our support for customers in the surrounding areas, who we have been buying many thousands of cars from over the years. We aim to provide our customers with even more local branches in the area, saving time, hassle, and making the whole process even more convenient." In 2025, We Buy Any Car oversees the running of over 500 local branches nationwide, where it's possible for users to complete the sale of their car in under an hour while securing a free, no-obligation valuation for their vehicle using the We Buy Any Car website in under 30 seconds. The automotive firm, operating from headquarters in Manchester, is acclaimed across the UK for being a trustworthy car buying service, with over 250,000 reviews securing a rating of 4.7 stars on Trustpilot. We Buy Any Car has helped over 4 million customers through the years. Richard added, "We are continuing to grow and put customers back in the driving seat as more and more motorists realise they can negotiate a better deal by not part exchanging. Our new branch in Uckfield will be open 7 days a week and will offer instant bank transfers to motorists, saving valuable time. The new branch joins one other within a 10-mile radius, located in Haywards Heath Commercial Square. For more information and to get an instant online valuation, visit webuyanycar.com.
Hurstwood View Care Home in Five Ash Down invited members of the local Buckstead Memory Cafe for a five-star lunch within the stunning gardens looking out on scenic countryside views to say thank you for all the hard work they do within the community. They were greeted with a warm, friendly smile by Sam, the home's customer relation manager, who informed the group that due to the weather only being suitable for ducks, it would take place in the beautifully laid out lounge with the patio doors open to give it an inside-outside vibe. Mouth-watering homemade quiches, cold meats and potato salad were plentiful, with desserts of crisp meringues topped with fresh sweet strawberries, raspberries and lashings of cream, all made by the in-house chef, Suman. The two activity ladies were on hand too, throughout the afternoon, keeping everyone topped up with food and drink. General Manager Kirsty said, "We love embracing the community to our home, and the staff of Hurstwood View always go above and beyond, welcoming anyone who walks into our care home. Dementia can be a very lonely and daunting place for the people who are going through it, as well as the family members around them. Sharing information about dementia and showing the community that there are groups out there holding informative knowledge is very beneficial to our community."
Newick Preschool has been rated outstanding in all areas after its latest Ofsted inspection. The Little Village Preschool has been at the heart of its community for over 50 years, and a maximum of 23 children may attend at any one time. Ofsted visited the preschool, which is based in the old Reading Rooms, Church Road, on June the 27th. Its report describes how children make excellent progress from their starting points and says that the preschool shows a strong commitment to preparing children for school. It continues, children thrive in this inclusive and nurturing setting. They feel safe and supported and eager to learn. Strong relationships with parents are built from the start, and regular communication ensures a shared approach to children's development. Delighted manager Vix Corbett said, "We pride ourselves in being fully inclusive for all children. As such, provision for children with SEND, special educational needs and disability, is central to what we do. And this has been recognised both by Ofsted and by East Sussex Local Authority. I am incredibly proud of our team, our children, and am very grateful for the support that our families and local community continue to give us." Like all early years settings nationwide, the financial security of our not-for-profit charity-run preschool is uncertain due to lack of government funding and increased pressures from the government to provide funded places for all of our children. Despite these pressures, we continue to ensure that we provide excellent early years education for all the children who attend at Newick Preschool. The preschool is open each day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. during term time, with morning and afternoon sessions.
Mims Davies, MP for East Grinstead, Uckfield and the Villages, is hosting more QA events for residents to meet her and discuss the local area and any concerns. Since becoming the MP for the new East Grinstead, Uckfield and the Villages seat, Mims has worked around the clock on the priorities of her constituents, crisscrossing the area from Withelsfield, Newark and Chailey, across to Uckfield, Buxted and Maresfield, and up to Copthorpe, Pease Pottage and Turner's Hill. This series of Q&A events is a chance for residents to meet their MP in their own village, with little travel involved, and in a way so that they can ask her any questions on the local area and any concerns they may have. When registering, residents will be able to submit a question to ask Mims and also be asked to confirm their address, as this is a residents-only event, held in Uckfield, Thursday, 11th of September, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
A gas leak caused rail delays in East Sussex. Just after 4 p.m. on Sunday, August the 3rd, Southern Rail reported that it was made aware of a gas leak near the railway line. The train company advised that Buxted and Uckfield stations could not be served whilst the incident was ongoing. A social media notice read, "Trains that run between Uckfield and Uckfield are terminating and restarting at Crowborough. If you are currently trying to travel to or from Uckfield, you will need to use an alternative route to reach your destination. You can use your ticket at no extra cost on Brighton and Hove buses between Uckfield and Lewes. You can then connect between these stations for a train to London via Crowborough and Erridge. Please continue to check before you travel and allow an extra 30 to 45 minutes to complete your journey." Southern Rail said passengers could use tickets on alternative southern services between Lewes, Haywardsheath and London. If you are currently travelling from Buxted, you may press the emergency help button to obtain information about replacement services, the company added. Southern Rail later confirmed that the gas leak had been completely cleared.
Plans have been submitted for a new farm shop and cafe near Groombridge. In an application validated by Wealden District Council last week, plans have been put forward to convert an agricultural building at Birchden Farm in Broadwater Forest Lane. The application seeks prior approval to carry out the conversion works under permitted development rights. In a statement submitted as part of the application, a spokesman for the applicant said, "This proposal represents a low-impact, sustainable diversification of an existing rural business. It aligns with both national policy objectives in the National Planning Policy Framework to support rural enterprise, as well as local planning policies that promote appropriate reuse of rural buildings for economic purposes. It is therefore respectfully submitted that no further prior approval should be required from the local planning authority for the undertaking for this change of use. The statement goes on to describe the existing building as a steel-framed structure currently used for the storage of farm equipment. It also says that the shop and cafe would use the existing farm access, noting how the site already hosts produce sales, a coffee truck, and a vineyard, which regularly holds tours and tasting events. The application statement says, these existing businesses employ around 20 people in addition to the applicant's family. It says a team of 10 tend to the vineyard and a team of 10 run the coffee truck, tasting room, vineyard tours, picnics and events. The vineyard's website lists four co-owners of the business, Tom, Andrea, Ralph and Jane Lydia. The application lists its applicants only as Mr. and Mrs. Lydia.
The scaffolding around an unsafe building in Uckfield High Street is being changed so that vehicle restrictions can be lifted. As a precaution, a temporary highway closure was put in place by Wealden District Council, WDC, and a qualified structural engineer confirmed the need for temporary support to the facade of the Grade 2 listed building. An update from WDC said, "We are now entering the next stage of scaffold safety works on the frontage of the unsafe building on Uckfield High Street. The current scaffold design is being modified to create a narrower arrangement that sits entirely within the pavement. This updated design includes both internal and external scaffolding, and means there will no longer be a need to restrict vehicle access to the road. Subject to final safety checks and weather conditions, work has started." WDC put a timetable of works on its website. On week 3, from August the 11th, windows and tiles will be removed and stored for reinstatement later. Access to the building for ongoing structural inspections will be maintained, and the scaffold will remain sealed and weather tight. Importantly, the new design will mean there is no need for a full road closure, and the next stage of works can take place inside the existing fencing. A further update will be provided as soon as the road reopens. Historic England said one half of the former Maidenhead Hotel dates back to the 18th century, while the other half dates back to the 19th century.
That brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.